western sky comes Sky King.
Odinism is the original religion of the northern European people. I guess we could refer to it as the religion of the Vikings. Of course, there were other northern Europeans who did practice it, but the Vikings were very practiced it extensively.
In what time period are we talking about?
Well, the origins of the religion really predate history. It goes back, it's hard to really put a specific date and time when it did start. But it's been around probably since the beginning of our people, of our folk. And it's been very active throughout certain periods of time. I think it reached its peak around 900 AD, 1000 AD. And it has been in practice throughout the years since then. And in the 20th century, it has experienced a renaissance of sorts here in America. Why? Well, I think a lot of people are looking for a void, or feel a void, and they're looking for something. A religion of substance. We are a religion of individuals. We can't promise security, but we do offer a sense of adventure. We offer something that we feel is natural and native to those of us who are Northern European descent. And this is a religion that has been passed down through us in our genetic heritage. And it's stayed there all this time.
I see on the table here something you brought along. I believe you called this Thor's hammer.
That's correct.
Tell us something about this.
Okay, well, if we could perhaps hold it up here. Now, Thor's hammer Thor is one of the main deities of the Odinist religion. Thor is best known as the thunder god. And he's also the farmer's friend. Farmers would invoke his help to help the crops grow. And he's also seen as a protector against evil forces. So the Vikings actually made this a popular design and wore it on some of their voyages across the Atlantic Ocean when they were out discovering all the new lands. And all the time it has remained a symbol of our people, perhaps a good luck charm to the effect of warding off the evil spirits of the 20th century that we find in contemporary life.
So you find that many people have to be associated with the Odinists may have one of these.
That's correct.
Or hammer,
that's
correct. What, a necklace or a ring or whatever?
Predominantly in the form of the necklace.
I understand there is an Odin motorcycle club now in Southern California, I've heard. And does this relate to the old Viking warriors that were riding through the countryside? How does that relate?
Well, as I said, there are quite a few different different interpretations of the old religion, but I have, now the club in San Diego has no formal affiliation with us, but I have noticed some of their nature. And what they're saying is the Viking lifestyle is somewhat almost natural. It's very similar to the old Vikings with the spirit of adventure.